Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Monday night, moving on into Tuesday. I hope I'm helping you get a nice start off to your week. Okay, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. If you want to see your loan options, if you want to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can. We got more to talk about. This is halftime of the show. Shout outs to super producer Stu Kovacs, helping to put the show together. Make sure it runs all smooth. We got 2 hours in the bank. We got two more hours to go. And I want to give a big shout out to T-double-E Suber for tweeting me. He says, I enjoy your show. Makes my time working at night so much better. Not a problem. Of course, that's what I'm here to do. I am here to help. As I said, you can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. We got more. Okay, we started off the first hour of the show taking a recap of some of the quarterback situations in the NFL. You have an Aaron Rodgers, who I think for whatever reason, I guess being 3-0 and throwing up all these touchdowns, helps people remember how great of a QB you are. Maybe the people in Green Bay will actually appreciate Aaron Rodgers. And we spoke about Josh Allen. We spoke about Carson Wentz and Hurts and some of these guys who are finally getting an opportunity. So we talked about the NFL to start off the show. Obviously, we know the Kansas City Chiefs, they just beat the bricks off of the Baltimore Ravens 34-20. We'll talk about that in a second. And right before we went to break, we had a conversation about the Los Angeles Lakers and the Miami Heat. And this is going to be, I think, a fun finals matchup. I think we have the storylines galore here between LeBron James and his relationship with the Heat and Pat Riley and Spoelstra. The storylines write themselves when it comes down to LeBron James and him trying to add to his legacy. LeBron James and the Lakers and how it relates to Kobe Bryant. The storylines write themselves. And I think the series is going to be close. I expect it to go 6 to 7 games. I'm favoring the Lakers in that regard. And I know how great the Heat are. I can sit here and I can make a case for the Heat. It would not surprise me at all if the Miami Heat won. Not one damn bit. And we had some callers, and this is the thing that I don't understand as a sports fan. You know, you could say, oh, I disagree with you. I don't disagree. I agree with you, JR, but, you know, the respect part. What the hell does respect have to do with anything? What is a difference of opinion? You know, I don't lose any sleep if anybody disagrees with me or someone is very passionate about their team. You know, I sleep very good at night either way. You know, the point is I have my opinion. You have yours. If anybody out there is correct 100% of the time, I don't think you'd be sitting around. I think you'd be, you know, on a yacht somewhere. You know, picking lottery numbers, making all of the money. So I want to take more of your phone calls. And then I definitely want to talk about this matchup because the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, it's not easy to repeat. It's not easy to go out and say, we're going to win another Super Bowl. Doesn't happen. But the Chiefs certainly look like they're going to be right there at the end, and we knew this already. And tonight against the Ravens, this was supposed to be, what, like an AFC potential title preview? Let's fast forward, what, 2-3 months? This was supposed to be a preview? The Chiefs, they just run through every and anybody. We got some callers on the phone line. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Let's get back to these phone lines. Ron is calling up from Miami. I'm sure he's going to tell me something about the Heat. Ron, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
You already know, JR. What's up, my friend?
I'm good. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, let me say something to you. You remember about 2-3 weeks ago, I told you that the Miami Heat was going to be in the finals with either the Lakers or the Clippers, and you say, okay, well, you know, that's your opinion. I said, yeah, you're right, but it looks like I'm right, and you can forget about the Lakers calling you because they chicken just like LeBron is. LeBron, we got his number down here. Pat Riley, they can't wait to see him because we got his number. And the way he left here, oh, boy, our zone going to eat them alive. So I just want you to know, Miami inside. Okay. I didn't mean to rhyme, but that's just how it came out.
Oh, well, you're a modern-day Dr. Seuss, Ronald. And I hate to inform you, I have a very good memory, but I talk to so
yes,
many
sir.
People. No, I don't recall. I don't recall.
Oh, I know you was going to say that. Oh, that's a normal reaction. People usually, when they wrong, they don't remember. But I can assure you that your supervisor, your manager, they remember when I called and I said, Miami.
Whoa, Ron. Let's back up here a couple times here.
Okay.
How many people do you think I talk to?
I already know. That's why I'm laughing about it, because I understand that you might forget, but I'm just as sure. This is why I'm calling you back, because I love your show.
I appreciate
you every night.
But there's the other part, Ron. Wait. Here's the other part, Ron. Who the hell is my supervisor? Who's my manager? Who the hell do you think that is?
Huh? No, the producer of the show.
Oh, okay,
you know,
yeah.
To your show. You know what I'm talking about. I'm so excited about the Heat being there, man. But I just want you to know that Miami in five,
okay.
And LeBron and them, they already scared. They already know what the deal is, because Miami is a team play.
Okay.
They're a team. They play like a team.
I got you, Ron.
They individually, it's about them, LeBron and AD. But see, they ain't how basketball plays.
Well, that's why I think it's going to be close, and that's why I wouldn't be surprised if Miami takes it. Well, I'll tell you this much, Ron. After the conversation that we just had right now, when you call me back next, I'm not going to forget you, okay?
Okay, and then, as far as Patrick Mahomes, he the man. Trust me.
We know
ain't
that, Ron.
Ain't nobody better than Patrick Holmes, and next is your boy from Seattle.
Okay,
Wilson,
Russell.
And then, Ron.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Ron. Appreciate you. We got somebody close to you calling up from Fort Lauderdale. Al, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind? You calling to tell me about the Heat too, Al?
No, not at all. I'm telling you about Miami fans. They're the least knowledgeable fans in the NBA, okay?
Oh, my God.
First of all, they never played a boxing one against Giannis, okay? They played a 3-2, and they built the wall. They wasn't able to penetrate. Second of all, you're absolutely right. There's not lightning in the bottle. They're playing in a gym without fans. Half the teams opted out. Didn't even want to be there. There's no home court advantage. And the reason why they play a zone is because when you have Duncan Robinson, which can't play defense, when you have Dragic, which can't play defense, you have to play a zone. So LeBron will break the zone down. As you know, to break a zone down, you have to go to the hoop.
And who does that better than anybody?
That's right, and you have to set screens. And when you set a screen, you break it down. Everything's wide open. So these things are so not knowledgeable. They have no idea. When you're playing a box and one, you play man-to-man on the best player,
it's
and you're staying in your box. They didn't play a box and one. So these are the most least knowledgeable fans, and you hit it right on the head. They caught lightning in a bottle. They're playing in the gym, no pressure. Half the teams opted out, okay. And they would never be here otherwise.
Well,
so I see this 4-1. I'm sorry.
You see it 4. You see it 4-1 Lakers.
4-1 Lakers. Who's going to stop LeBron? Okay, and you're not going to even see. You're not even going to see a Howard or the other center. Because of course you're going to have Anthony Davis guarding
Bam.
Bam,
Jimmy?
Right. Anthony Davis could go Bam. They don't leave their big men because the Heat don't have any big men. So there's no reason to play Howard. And I just see this 4-1. And again, they're the least knowledgeable fans.
Whoa, Al. We got that. You said that about 4 or 5 times. I got one final question, Al.
Sure.
You just trying to get everybody riled up here now, huh, aren't you?
Now listen, I'm a huge LeBron fan, but they have no clue what they're talking about. You said it. They call lightning in a bottle. I'm saying it again. They played in a gym with no fans and no home court advantage.
Okay.
100%.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate you, man. Call me back in a few days, all right?
All right, be good.
Appreciate you. Shout outs to Al for calling up from Fort Lauderdale. I caught deja vu. Al would just kept he repeated, he drilled those points home. Al said, you Miami Heat fans don't know what the hell you're talking about. That's what Al said. You don't know what you're talking about. Jim is calling up from Houston. Jim, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hi. I wish you would consider, refreshing my memory. The year's been a blur. You know, Anthony Davis went to New Orleans to the Lakers. I these guys are jumping around so much. I don't even know when LeBron ended up in L.A. But what I wanted to ask you to do help with is, you know, this zone defense. What is it? Because I've only listened to the radio. Is it a 1-2-2? Is it a 2-3? How do they avoid the 3-second call? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, JR.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim, for calling up from Houston. Well, this isn't like college. And I'd be lying to you if I told you I'm over here paying attention to what type of zone they're running. I'd be a whole-ass liar to you. But I can tell you this much. The Miami Heat, as Al just called up and said, I mean, they ain't going out there playing one-on-one. And you're playing a zone defense, you're trying to force guys into shots. NBA players aren't used to seeing a zone. This isn't a cornerback in the NFL. This isn't Richard Sherman trying to occupy a space and spot to defend. Guys are used to going one-on-one in the NBA. So if you throw out a zone and guys are moving around and switching and trying to stop penetration and force guys into shots, that's exactly what you saw happen in this last series with the Celtics. I said the Celtics would win last series because they had all of this talent. They had guys who can go ahead and get their shot. You have a Kemba Walker. You have a Tatum. You have a Jalen. Marcus Smart has improved as an offensive player. Ultimately, you know, he kind of started to fall apart when the series got a little bit closer to the end. But you force guys into being jump shooters. But I think if you go ahead and look at this series, it becomes mitigated. Why? I say it. I don't know how many other ways I can say it. And people like to say, oh, my God, you love LeBron. Oh, this is a LeBron lover. No, it's just a fact. You are watching one of the greatest basketball players of all time. You might be watching someone who might eventually be the greatest basketball player of all time. That's just what he is. That's not hyperbole. That's not being a lover. That's a fact. It's true. That's not to say he's perfect. That's not to say he's going to win every single game. That's not to say he's going to win every single series. But he is a game changer. There have not been players like him to step out onto the court or onto the floor. But ultimately, this ain't one-on-one. This is not a, you know, Jimmy Butler versus LeBron. It's not. This is a team game, which is why the Miami Heat have a great opportunity here to win the title. But at the same time, when the chips are on the table, basketball, unlike football, unlike baseball, it can really boil down to me versus you. Who can go and get it? And throughout NBA history, we've had players who can go and get it. And they have proven to be difference makers. It doesn't matter if you're a guy getting it. If you want to think about the past 30 years, it doesn't matter if that guy getting it is anybody from an Isaiah Thomas to a Kobe Bryant to a Michael Jordan to a Shaquille O'Neal to a LeBron James. And I think that's the only difference. Mike is calling up from Cleveland. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR. How's it going?
I'm good, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a question for you. Did you see that thing, the MMA fighter, Kobe, whatever, trying to call out LeBron?
Did you say something about an MMA fighter trying to call out LeBron? No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, okay. Well, my whole point was, I don't think that Kobe guy in the UFC is on Miami Heat. So, Lakers are getting that 17 ship. And you're talking about a guy who's going to play in his, what, 10th NBA Finals? And he was part of a team that beat, what, the best team in the ever regular season NBA, right, the Warriors? Yeah, Lakers got this. They're going to get their 17 ship and tie the Celtics, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, Mike, I'm trying to put things together here in my brain. When you didn't say Kobe as in Kobe Bryant. You meant Kobe as in Covington.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, that guy spews more trash than, you know, your local waste management facility. So, no, I don't pay attention to what he says.
Right. Okay. I got one question for you, though.
Yes.
In the NFL, you know how they always say defense wins championships?
Mm-hmm.
With the whole new rules, you know, that protect the quarterback, and it seems like to help the offense, is that really going to hold true? Because the Ravens, like tonight, right, the Ravens supposedly have the number one defense in the league, and they just got shredded.
Well, Mike, you saw who the hell they played against, right?
Right.
There's nothing else to say right there. Mike, thank you for calling up from Cleveland. Mike put a whole lot into that one call. I appreciate you, Mike. Listen, Pat Mahomes is a defense by himself. He's a defensive breaker. And yes, the NFL is wide open. For years, the NFL has opened up the offense. It doesn't favor defense. The NFL does not favor defense. I mean, how often do you see folks just going out there nowadays and saying, oh, my God, all we're going to do is give up a field goal? You don't see that anymore. Teams are putting up, you know, 20 and 30 points like it's nothing. So when you got Patrick Mahomes, and he's going to get his points. And it really shows you how much of a difference that this guy makes in Pat Mahomes. It shows you what level he's on. This was supposed to be your potential AFC title game preview for months down the line. But tonight, we saw what Lamar Jackson can do. He didn't get a chance to do everything. And then we also got a chance to see what Patrick Mahomes can do. And if Lamar Jackson isn't running all over the place, if you do have to force him to throw, you may not necessarily get those points. Lamar Jackson finished tonight, 9 carries, 83 yards on the ground. But when it came down to his passing, 15 of 28 for 97 yards. What's the job of the quarterback? You want to get the ball downfield. Eventually, you got to throw it. And for a guy who went 36 touchdowns last year, off of his running, you know, this is the year for Lamar Jackson to show, hey, I can operate off of the pass, not necessarily doing it off of the run, knowing that he's already a threat. Patrick Mahomes rushed 4 times for 26 yards. He punched it in 1 time himself on the ground. He ultimately threw 385 yards in the air for 4 TDs. Patrick Mahomes can pick up yards with his feet if he needs to, if he wanted to. But the guy's arm is so damn great, it's not even necessary. He makes every throw, everywhere, anywhere on the field, puts it where it needs to be, makes it look easy. Patrick Mahomes is on a whole different level. Whole, total different level than Lamar Jackson. And we saw it tonight, and Lamar still has to show, hey, I can get over that hump. We're going to continue this conversation. I will continue to take your calls when we come back as well. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First down and goal to go at the Raven 2-yard line. Make a handoff, short roll, throwback, left wide open, Eric Fisher, a tackle eligible, Eric Fisher, the fish jumps out of the pond and goes into the sweet nectar of the end zone, touchdown, Kansas City on a tackle eligible to Eric Fisher.
That audio courtesy of Chiefs Radio. That's right, even the linemen are catching touchdowns from Patrick Mahomes. Everybody can get a little bit of the action. You too can score a touchdown from Pat Mahomes. He's handed them out like candy. Four TDs for the night. Kansas City wins 34-20 over the Baltimore Ravens. And tonight, I mean, this was supposed to be the Super Bowl MVP. He also won the MVP the year prior versus the reigning MVP in Lamar Jackson. And yeah, it wasn't, this was supposed to be a statement game. It wasn't there. The only statement made was from the Kansas City Chiefs that, guess what? They're the defending champs. There's nobody on their level right now until they're knocked off. This is a legit case of, sorry, like Ric Flair used to say, you want to be the man? You got to beat the man. Yes, and I know many people said that out loud. And that's the case with the Chiefs. It's very rare in the NFL, a league built on parity, that you can go ahead and honestly say, hey, the team has a legitimate opportunity to repeat. That's the Chiefs. I'm going to look at them as defending champs. I'm going to look at them to repeat until somebody knocks them off. And this is the NFL, game to game, week to week, anything can happen. But Patrick Mahomes, head and shoulders above everybody else. Still now today, him, Russell Wilson, I'd say those two, these are the best quarterbacks in the game right now. I told you earlier, Aaron Rodgers is still one of the best, but Pat Mahomes is in a different lane all by himself. Phone lines are bumping, busy, and rolling. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A matter of fact, Coach Harbaugh of the Ravens, listen to what he said about the squad, the Ravens being overmatched.
Obviously, all credit goes to the Chiefs. They played a great game, very well executed, first of all, very impressive in every phase. I thought that their offense was sharp, and Coach Reed had a great game plan. Their defense was physical, was on point, that's just the way it went down. So we got beat just about every way you can get beat, and we understand that. We have a long way to go to get better.
Calais Campbell, this guy's first year in Baltimore, 6'8", 6'9", almost 300 pounds. You don't want to get hit by this human being. It was his job to go out there and hit Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes was not sacked tonight, okay? This is what Calais Campbell had to say about defending Pat Mahomes and any defense.
You know, they're a team that does screens well, shovel passes and all that kind of stuff. You know, We prepare for it. We just didn't execute today. You know, I mean, you got to take your hat off to them. You know, they played a great football game. You know, we tried to make a run late, and then, you know, we just didn't have enough to get it done today.
Yeah, well, you sure as hell didn't have enough to get it done today. Not too many people have enough to get it done against Patrick Mahomes. Let's get back to the phones. 855-212-4CBS. Kevin, he's calling up from South Dakota. Kevin, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. You have already covered it all. I honestly, after you said everything as far as the Chiefs being dominant to everything, I really honestly can't say anything, you know, as far as you covered it all. But I just did not want to hang up. So,
well,
thank
well, Kevin,
you, sir, and then we enjoy your show.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Appreciate you for calling up from, from South Dakota. Chad is calling up from Indiana. Chad, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, Chad?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, not to switch it up on you, but I want to get kind of back to the LeBron thing. I'm not a hater by any means. He's for sure right now right behind Michael, in my opinion. But I want to go back to people bringing up the 10 finals that he's gone to. And I'm just tired of hearing of it because, in my opinion, the East has been trash. I mean, it has been trash for I don't know how long. And I know you could say the Raptors won it last year, but...
No. Chad. I'm not bringing that. I could say a whole lot of things, but that wasn't anything on the forefront of my mind. What do you want him to do? Do you want him to just dig up people from the grave to increase his competition? What do you want the guy to do? He beat
no,
who's
no,
in front
I'm
of
not,
him.
I'm not saying that it's a LeBron thing. I'm saying it's the LeBron lover thing. Like, that's all they bring up. And then the LeBron haters, all they bring up is he never makes that big shot in the finals. He never does this. Right. It's Ray Allen. It's Reed. Well, look at Steve Kerr on Michael Jordan, because 90% of your LeBron haters are Michael Jordan lovers. And if Steve Kerr hit one of the greatest final shots in the history of basketball.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you, Chad. And I want to – well, thank you for calling from Indiana. LeBron lovers are Jordan haters? Producer Stu, did he say – did I hear that correct? He said LeBron – mostly LeBron lovers are Michael Jordan haters. He said that, right?
He did, yeah. Apparently you're not allowed to like both amazing players.
Oh. Look at Producer Stu. Yeah, I love both. I saw both play. I've seen both play. Like the majority of you, I have seen both LeBron James and Michael Jordan play. And I can tell you, I appreciate both of them. So I don't think it's mutually exclusive that you got to choose, you know, one over the other. And when it comes to LeBron and his finals appearances, how's it overrated? How many guys don't go? Come on. We got a guy right now, Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's trying to go. We got a guy out here who – we got guys who win MVPs who don't go no damn where. We got James Harden. James Harden has gone when? Early in his career when he had young Kevin Durant and Russell with him. Does it look like he's going back? This ain't easy, folks. It's not. When you're the best of the best, you can drag people there with you. Let's not take that for granted. And let's not get into LeBron hater or lover. You either understand greatness when you see it, or maybe you're just a loser. And that's just across anything. That's just across athletics, period. That's one word that has always just bothered me as it has just moved into, you know, American vocabulary. If you disagree with something or you don't like it, it is a hater. That is an easy word to say. It's an easy word to use. You learn how to spell the word hate when you're in kindergarten. So you don't actually expand your vocabulary, or you don't actually think about reasons or justifications for what you want to say. Look at what the facts are and draw your conclusion. You don't got to be a lover or a hater. Let's call the facts for what they are. The phone lines are busy. They are bumping. We got people calling up from Hawaii, Chicago, Atlanta, Houston. We're going to get you all on the phone when we come back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. People are calling me about the Chiefs. People are calling me about the Lakers. I will take all of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A busy Monday night. The Kansas City Chiefs remain undefeated to start off their season, beating the Ravens 34-20. We're getting closer to the start of the NBA Finals on Wednesday night between the Lakers and the Heat. We got a lot of callers on the line right now. We've been going back and forth between the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Lakers, the Heat. Call me up. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also contact me online. I'm available, easily reachable. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. Let's get back to these phone lines because they are busy. Nathan, he's calling up from Illinois. Nate, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
How you doing, JR?
I'm good. Go ahead.
They got my name wrong. I think your producer, my name's David, not Nate, but that's okay.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to stick with basketball. I don't want to jump on football and all that.
Okay.
I just want to try to clear up something, JR, about LeBron, Mike, and the NBA today. And let me say this to you. And hear me real good when I say this. LeBron James? No doubt, great player. Kobe, all of them. They all great. The difference is LeBron played over in the East. The East was real weak after Larry Bird, Dr. J, and Magic, and Mike, and all them left. The East was real weak. That's why he was able to run the table for 10 years over there. You ain't gonna run the table in the West on 10 years because the competition's much better in the West. I'm not taking nothing away from him. I'm just saying, when Mike and Larry
David, what's your point?
So, competition, when you play over in the West.
No, I'm not asking you to repeat
I understand.
So I'm asking you, yeah, please.
My point is this. When you look, when people talk about Mike, Michael, Kobe, and LeBron, there's one thing that Michael has over all of them. See, Michael Jordan is like Muhammad Ali. There's a lot of great boxers in the world, right? But there's only one that people love the most, regardless of what anybody else does, Floyd, any of them. They love Muhammad Ali.
David, are you listening to me? Before you started talking, I gave you a wide runway, and one of the things you said was listen very carefully to what I'm saying. And I didn't even stop to interrupt you, but now I am. I'm going to ask you to stop because you have made so many points here, and I still don't understand your overall point as it relates to basketball today. And you made your last point about Muhammad Ali, and I will stop you there because you will talk about people love Muhammad Ali. It wasn't until Muhammad Ali was barely able to speak that this man was, quote unquote, universally loved and liked. So I want to take a minute here, and I want to thank you for joining in, David, and I want to respond to a few things that you said. Because I still don't understand your ultimate point. You're saying LeBron James played in the East. What the hell does that have to do with Michael Jordan? We're comparing. What are we comparing? What are you comparing? I'm talking about right now. I'm not talking about Michael Jordan. Let's compare Michael Jordan to LeBron. I'm not doing that. Not right now. We've had that conversation plenty of times. But that doesn't have a damn thing to do with right now. LeBron James has gone on. And what do you want him to do? What is your point? What do you want him to do? There's somebody right now being born on the other side of the world. They're not born here in the United States of America. They may not have the same opportunities. They might have a better life. What do you want them to do? Jeez, what do we want to do? Say, take the first pick away from the Cavaliers? We want to go back in a time machine? Like, what are we doing? It's a waste of time. Gino is calling up from Chicago. Gino, you're on CBS Sports Radio. I'm doing great, Gino. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me. I just wanted to call because I'm steaming mad. I mean, I am just totally berserk with the fact that Jimmy Buckets is in Miami going to a championship. The Holmes is in Kansas City when he should have been in Chicago. and people are trying to say that LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all time. So I'm just livid here. I mean,
Are you at home? Are you at home?
No, I'm not at home right now. But okay. You're the only person I could feel I could talk to. I'm using you as a psychologist. Do I need to be mad here? Should I be upset, or should I be happy for all of them? I don't get it. What should I do, Doc?
Well, let me ask you, Gino. Have you grown up in Chicago?
Oh yeah, all my life.
You've grown up in Chicago your whole life. Are you a fan of the Chicago Bulls?
All the teams. I mean, more of a White Sox than the Cubs, but all the Chicago teams. Yeah, I love them all.
Okay. Well, when is the last time the Bulls won a title?
And with Michael Jordan, the last one in 89.
No, not 80. 98. Okay. There you go. 98.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's okay. And you're a fan of the Sox on the South Side, right?
Yeah, I'm more of a Sox than Cubs fan.
Okay. When is the last time the White Sox won a World Series?
That was in 05.
Okay. And what other teams do you like?
I like all the Chicago teams. Yeah,
so
you know,
they've won your basketball team is a dynasty, one of the most recognized basketball teams probably still in the world today because of their success in the 90s. Okay. You said you're a White Sox fan. They won 15 years ago. I know it seems like a long time, but to me it seems like yesterday.
Yeah,
so I mean, if you want me to tell you anything, I would just tell you just relax for a little while. You can be mad and say Jimmy Butler left, and it'll be okay. You'll be fine.
You know, he was supposed to have this problem with D Rose, and they were supposed to be at each other, and they both of them end up leaving. Now D Rose is talking about coming back. You know, and both of them are great players. There's no doubt about it. But you could see the development in Jimmy Butler, as the time went on, the years went on when he was here. You could see his overall development.
Gino, I will tell you this. We have some cities here in the United States of America that in their lifetime have not seen a Super Bowl victory like you have. They have not seen a World Series, and they have not seen multiple titles in the NBA. So in that regard, Gino, let me tell you, don't be so spoiled. Let some other people have the fun. Thank you.
I am spoiled. That's it.
Thank you, Gino. Appreciate you, okay?
Thanks, Doc.
no doubt about it. Thank you. Call me back anytime, Gino. Mihir is calling up from Houston. Mihir, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
All right, yo. How you doing, man?
I'm great. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, so the last guy that just called from Chicago, he beat the Astros back in 2005, but the White Sox beat us in the World Series. But we won in 2017, so I'm not crying about that. But the thing is, all the people who say that he cheated, they can go do something in the corner and count something. I really don't care.
Houston. Well, not Houston, but here. Nobody gives a damn about these guys right now. We don't want to hear about the Astros. We're talking about football and basketball. We don't want to talk about losers.
They ain't losers, first of all.
But where they ass right now?
What?
I'll say it again for you very slowly. Where is they ass right now?
Where are you at right now? What city are you? Where are you from?
What city am I from? I am from New York City. I reside in Atlanta, Georgia, and I will gladly tell you, Mihir, for someone who talks about sports for a living, I take great joy in getting paid to talk about things straight up and down the middle. So, Mihir, if you want to talk to me about what's going on between a football team and a basketball team, we can do that.
Yeah, all right. So
what is your ultimate point? Because you wanted to call. You opened up the can of worms, and now you got to eat them. You're calling me to talk about football or basketball, and you bring up the Houston Astros. And I'm telling you, they ass is losers. What did it look like on paper? Where are the Astros right now?
We beat the Yankees last year. We spanked
No. Where are they ass right now?
We're in the playoffs.
Where are they ass right now? What did the record look like?
I don't care about that. We're in the playoffs.
Oh, you don't care? Oh, well, get out of here. Come on. It's very rare that, you know, I'm going to, A, have to tell somebody to just, like, get your life together. If you're going to call me up, you see, this is the thing. You can't needle me. You know who doesn't pay me? The Yankees don't pay me. You know who doesn't pay me? The Falcons don't pay me. You know who doesn't pay me? The Knicks don't pay me. I don't give a damn about no team, okay? I'm going to call it like I see it. I just did a whole show on WFAN in New York City just telling the truth about how bad the damn teams are. This is good for me. I get to talk about sports, and I call it like I see it, okay? So I will tell you once again, you want to tell me about the Houston Astros and what they did? They ass is losers right now. Everybody and their mother got into the playoffs. And the Houston Astros, sub-500, losers. Okay? You got into the playoffs. Congratulations, loser. Just because they let everybody into the party doesn't mean your ass deserves to be there. Letting everybody in because of money. Come on. Give a damn about no Astros. Ugh. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, let's not talk about the losers. Let's talk about the good teams. Let's talk about the Heat. Let's talk about the Lakers. Let's talk about the Chiefs. It's the top of the Heat. More of your calls when we come back. 855-212-4CBS here on CBS Sports Radio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.